suppose somebody was not well and unable to go too far, maybe, say, an old horse or something, you'd say 2 miles is what he could go.
As far as he could go.
Uh-huh. Or is the
limit.
Or the
furthest that he can go.
Okay. And that isn't mine, it's
yours.
Okay. Or it's
mine.
Or the both of us, it would be
ours.
Okay. Or it would be
his.
Or
hers.
Okay. And if you were going to ask me when I was coming back, how would you say, when are you?
When are you coming back?
Would you ever say you all, meaning just one person?
Yeah. For instance, how about you two? I say, when are you all? You all, that sounds for. Or when are you both coming back?
But if it was, you were just asking me, would you use it for just one person, you all?
Are you? Are you coming back?
But would you ever say to me, just to me, are you all coming back?
I wouldn't say you all, I would say you.
Okay. So if you said you all, there'd have to be more than one person.
There might be more than one.
Right. Okay. And if you were talking about somebody's car, say 4 people owned a car, would you say you all car?
Car.
Mm-hmm. Are you all's car? Say 4 people owned it. Would you ever
say? Is that your? No.
Could I have a ride in?
Your car?
You all's car?
Yours.
You'd say your.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to include them all.
Would you say you all or your car? Could I have a ride in you all's car or your car?
Your car.
Okay. And, say you looked out in the yard, you were at a party and you looked out and saw a bunch of children, you'd say, and you wanted to know whose children they were, how would you, might ask that, who?
Whose children are those in the yard?
Would you ever say who all or who all's children?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Whose children?
Or you would...
If you were talking to somebody, if it was, I was talking to you, are those children yours?
Okay.
If I was asking you about them. Mm-hmm.
And would you say, what are they doing, or what all are they doing?
What are they doing?
Because
you're talking about all of them.
And if the children went out to play, you'd say, and that you'd say, that's all right, they're old enough to look out for
themselves.
Okay. Or he better do it for, you know, if you thought somebody could do something on their own, you'd say, you go ahead, you do that.
Do for yourself.
Uh-huh. Or he can do it for
himself.
Yeah, okay. All right, now different kinds of white bread, or bread in loaves. Do you distinguish between different kinds of loaves in bread, loaves of bread?
The sizes you have, family size, you have big loaf or little loaf.
And then, what about the different, maybe, flavors, you know, the different kinds of flour that are
flour, used? Flour, yeah, you have wheat bread, flour, white or brown,
okay.
Raisin bread.
Okay. And what about the little dough that's made in pans besides the loaf pan?
Biscuit bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're hot and you butter it, you know.
Biscuits.
Okay.
Biscuits, muffin.
Okay. Would that be the same as something like Indian bread or poverty cakes? Have you ever heard of anything
That's
like that?
That's Indian bread. That would be most likely be cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the poverty